and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level, who has actually worked at the Reagan Department of Education during the years when Ronald Reagan was in the presidency. He's testified before Congress and certainly is one of the top researchers we have and has written a number of books, many of which are out of print, and you can get on Amazon for $100 or more, although we are hoping very soon to be able to put his book, Secret Records Revealed, an updated version with an index and an epilogue into that. But that's another project that we're currently working on. In any event, Dr. Cuddy is here with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about, well, his latest article, which is published at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And, of course, that is up on the Internet, and we suggest you go there and pull down his articles. You'll find them all fascinating. In fact, you should have them all bound and so that you can refer to them, because there's a wonderful source of reliable quotations there, unparalleled in any other author or publisher that I know. Well, with that as a background, we're going to be talking about the latest edition on mental health screening. At least I think that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Well, are we on, what, is it part 33 of mental health screening,
that's right,
or what are we going to be doing?
Yes, it's mental health. For some reason, the publisher of the booklet that I did, that you carry, and then the subsequent book, parts 1 through 4, and then parts 5 through 15, kept putting the title as mental health, I guess because that was a hot topic, but actually, each of the parts of the series, and I'm up to, as you said, 33 now, have three different things in each one of them. There's mental health, about a third, and then another third on education, and then another third on how we're being controlled, social control, because they all sort of fit together. And so this particular part 33, I begin by looking at the issue of health in general, and trying to point out to your listeners that there are things going on that they need to be aware of and do something about, because often they have the impression that if there was something really important in their school or in their health, they would find out about it. Their physician would tell them, or the school would send a report home or something like that. But often what happens is the groundwork is laid for these things through other venues. And so I'm quoting right off the bat the Seattle Times medical reporter Warren King in the issue of that newspaper on July 20 of this year, where he says the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention has heavily financed surveys in Washington State, Kansas, and Arkansas that ask detailed personal health questions about diet, medication, other risks for disease, and a blood sample will be taken. Now, what's important about that is it's not just a state. It's not just a state that's funding this. It's the Centers for Disease Control, and they're picking a state in the far northwest and the middle of the country and then in the south, and they're doing that for a reason. They're setting the groundwork for some sort of national effort, and it's important to note that they are not using volunteers. They're not just saying, anybody want to participate, come on. They're identifying through a random process, individuals who will be sort of, some people might say, bribed to doing this. They'll be offered a $40-$45 gift certificate to encourage them to participate. And notice it's not just that they're trying to find out if you have diabetes because they want to focus on something like that. It's questions about your whole diet. Now, you know, why would they do that unless there's going to be some sort of effort to lead you into accepting a particular diet in the future? They want to learn about your medication, which will tell them, you know, vast amounts about you. They also have this broad category of risk for disease. In other words, they don't want to find out if you have a disease, just are you at risk for a disease, which opens a whole panoply of options for them. Plus, they're going to take a blood sample. Now, I'm not saying that their purpose right now is to get your DNA, but just remember, whenever whenever the government funds something to get your blood sample, they then will have access to your DNA and eventually all that implies. Now, specifically regarding mental health, I note that Catherine Power, who's the director of what's called the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, that's within the U.S. Health and Human Services, that's the arm of the government that administers this new Freedom Commission on Mental Health recommendations. She has said in a speech several years ago that mental health assessments are increasingly conducted in non-mental health places. That would be like child care settings. So oftentimes, what you find is that people warn about these mental health screenings, and they warn you about your school, and be prepared to have parental consent, and don't just look for the issue of whether it's passive or active consent. You need to find out what the schools are up to and so forth and so on. And that's fine. That's good. I've done that myself. But what you got to remember is the feds and the powers that be, they know you're doing that. They know you're watching out for that stuff. And so what they're increasingly doing is this woman has said, and this is several years ago, they're going before the public schools. They're getting into the child care setting. So not only when Johnny walks in the front door at 5 years old into kindergarten, you have to watch out. You got to watch out in the, you know, jolly time daycare that you're sending your child to down the street when he's 1 or 2 years old. So it's a rather pervasive effort. Now, there's an organization called EdWatch that's very active in this issue, as well as the mental health screenings. And what they have reported is that all children in the state of Illinois, and, you know, it'll come later to your neighborhood near you, quote, are to receive social and emotional screens, and the schools are to incorporate social and emotional standards as part of the state's learning standards, end quote. Now, you know, once you get through that bureaucraties, it should dawn on you what's going on here. They're not concerned anymore. The state of Illinois or your state, California or Oregon or wherever you are, they're not just concerned whether Johnny can read and write or compute 2 plus 2 or know that George Washington's the first president. They're now incorporating into your learning standards. This is the standards your child has to meet to go from grade to grade and graduate. They're incorporating social and emotional standards. Now, think about that. Some bureaucrat downtown in the state capitol is deciding what your child's social and emotional standards should be, or they'll need to be remediated to move on.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and Dr. Cuddy is talking about this program that seeks to know everything about your child. Well, they really want to know everything about you, but they can learn about a lot about you by knowing about your child. You see, it is a philosophy. It is a philosophy that goes back to Plato, who's really one of the founders of everything going on today. And you need to read Plato's Republic and Plato's Dialogues, the other things he wrote, and he will tell you that certainly, there is to be a ruling elite, and then all men are to be subservient to the state. There will be no marriage. They'll destroy marriage. All women will belong to all men, and the children will belong to the state. And that's really what it's all about. It is the basis of, we call it communism. Communism had nothing to do with redistributing the wealth. It had to do with establishing a ruling elite, and that's why the elitists in this country help finance and bring about communism in Russia and communism in China, because they all have the same goal, a world feudalistic system. And the only question is not will it come about, but who is going to be the ruler of this new feudalistic system? And right here we're racing to bring this about in the United States. What business is it of the, of the government, what your DNA is? What business is it of the government how your child feels about God and family and country? Why, very important, because they want to be able to remold that child. The children belong to the state, and the last thing we want is smart and intelligent children who can think for themselves. That's why we're doing so much with our vaccinations and fluoridation and other things to limit their intelligence. I recently saw my great-granddaughter for the first time, a beautiful little child, and I thought what a tragedy it is that her brain has been targeted by these wicked people. They want to hurt her through many of the things that they're telling us the government is advocating, because they're concerned about our health. No, they're concerned about control. And if they damage the child, who's going to call them and hold them responsible for it? Certainly not the government. Go ahead, Dennis.
Sure. And when you mentioned the communist, John Dewey, who's the father of progressive education in this country, he went over to the Soviet Union in the 1920s, and he came back and wrote up in the New Republic magazine a series of articles, one December 5 of 1928, is praising them. He said the Bolsheviks are wonderful here. They're undermining the church and undermining the family and keeping tabs on everybody, and this is just a wonderful thing. And after he got back, the National Education Association made him an honorary president and gave him an award and so on. But it wasn't just Dewey. Even prior to Dewey going to the Soviet Union, you had a textbook in 1919 by Arthur Calhoun, three of them as a series, 1917, 1819, and the 1919 one. He's saying basically the same thing, that the state really has control of the children. He says the parents, The patriarchal family dates back, he says, to the age of savagery, and this was really bad. It was the state, the sort of benevolent state who knows what's best for all the children. And he says, in the socialist commonwealth to come is the way he put it. And that's the ideal that they have. In fact, Dewey would later say that himself in his book, Individualism Old and New. He says, we're going to have socialism. We may call it liberalism, he said, but it's going to be socialism that we're moving toward. And Dewey said, we have to have this common faith. It is about values, and we need to sit down and see what we can all agree on. And, of course, the government sees their business. You said, what business of the government? Well, the government is planning for everybody to move into this sort of globalist mentality. And if you're going to have this globalist integration, you're going to have to, like Rodney King said, to learn to get along with the socialists and communists is the way they would see it. And so values are really important, and we can't have any religious extremists running around. So pick it up on where I left off. Working with this group, Ed Watch, is Dr. Karen Ephraim. And she has charged that some of the mental and violence prevention programs in schools are already labeling children as mentally ill or potentially violent based on political and religious criteria. So right there, you see their attitude. Well, you know, Johnny or Janie is a very fundamentalist religious person. They may believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. That hurts other children's self-esteem. And so in this great globalist world of various religious beliefs, we need to all get along. And so this person needs a little mental remediation here, so she will not be so judgmental. She'll be more tolerant. You know, things like that is what they're up to. So the children's values, they've recognized, are really important to these global planners. And so education is a really important way to shape the values of the youngsters to accept globalization. In the recent evidence of that is what's called the Moscow Declarations, just a little bit ago, just June 2nd of this year, and this was adopted by the G8, that's the, well, was G7, the leading economic countries of the world, then they threw in Russia to be the eighth one, and they have endorsed this proposed statement, this Moscow Declaration, that says, quote, "We will prepare our people to embrace change through lifelong learning," end quote. Now, that's the first thing. The reason I'm mentioning that is you might think if you can just get your child maybe homeschooled through the 12th grade, you've made it. You know, now they're adult, they're okay. But they have this idea of lifelong learning, and it's not just a sort of voluntary thing. What they've done is shape the economies of nations so that there will be changeovers in jobs. Used to be 50 years ago a person would get a job, they stay 40 years till they retired, that's it. Now very few people will stay in the same job for 40 years or so. They're every 5 years the world is changing, the nation is changing, the economy is changing, and so you have to be reskilled or retooled, and that's all part of this lifelong learning, which gives them an excuse to monitor you. They would say help you, but monitor you. And this Moscow Declaration was strongly endorsed by the U.S. Secretary of Education, named Margaret Spellings, just like her successor, Rod Page, says, we are rejoining UNESCO, so we're going to prepare all our children to be, quote, citizens of the world. And so Margaret Spellings is strongly endorsing this thing, and it stresses the need for, quote, agreed international indicators for international assessment of education performance. All right. Now, you know, again, that's edu speak, but what it means is that you probably thought you had local control over education, or at least Americans had control. What this is saying is all of these nations, including Russia under Putin, who still acts like a communist and is a communist, you're going to have to go along with what he agrees to. These are going to be agreed international indicators for international assessment. It's not going to be your local school system that's going to develop this independent assessment. If you want to, I encourage you, I really do, if you're in wherever you are, Oklahoma, Colorado, California, doesn't matter, ask your State Department of Education for its learning standards. This is what all the schools have to teach in, you know, 8th grade geography and 9th grade science and so on. What you'll find when you get that is as they are reforming them or changing them or updating them, and they do this, your State Board of Education will do this every 2 or 3 years, they will revise the standards. Watch for this term, I guarantee you will find it wherever you are. They're slipping in this term that says shall be aligned with national standards. What that means is you're no longer in control of your education. There are national standards, probably developed through this National Skills Standards Board that came out during Clinton's time, you know, with the School to Work program. So you're going to have them, not only are the national standards, now we see agreed international indicators for international assessments of education performance. So once again, the people in the U.S. are going to have to get together with other nations, including Putin and Russia and his communist cronies, and you're all going to have to agree on these indicators for these international assessments of education. Next, this Moscow Declaration further states, quote, ministers of education recognized that the internationalization of education is a reality, quote, and they cited the need for increased, quote, portability of qualifications and intensifying cooperation on quality assurance and accreditation, end quote. All right, three things there. Number one, they're flat out admitting that education is internationalized. So it's not just that you don't have local control. The U.S. doesn't have national control even. This is internationalization of education. And why? Well, because they want these portability. That means transfer. That means if Johnny is going to be recognized as a welder in Colorado or California, you just can't come up with what you think is right for Johnny to be a welder. This has to be agreed to by Putin and the rest of these people so that his skill credentials are, quote, portable, so that if Johnny wants to go to Brussels or Moscow or Johannesburg or wherever, his qualifications will be recognized there as a welder, electrician, or whatever. And that also applies not only to the qualifications but accreditation. You'll find increasingly employers are looking for whether your diploma or whatever it is from an accredited high school, an accredited university, an accredited technical school, or whatever. You're not going to get accredited unless you go along with this stuff. And relevant to the internationalizing of U.S. students, the U.S. Department of State is actually providing now, as we speak, volunteer coordinators for a curriculum called, quote, global classrooms, quote, which promotes the UN. So it's not just, you know, that businesses are interested in Johnny being a good welder or whatever. This goes far beyond that. You are actually having our government provide volunteer coordinators for an actual curriculum that's probably coming to your schools, which promotes the UN. So if you don't think the UN is so good, that's too bad. Your government is promoting a curriculum promoting the UN. Now, the goal of the global planners, as I've said many times in this series, is a world government. And so what I try to do next is show how this is not something recent. A lot of people will say, well, you know, George Bush and his New World Order. And some people will go back, you know, some years and say, well, it's the 1940s, you know, in the UN. Some people say, no, it's before that. It's the First World War, the League of Nations. That's where they're really kicking this in. Well, it really is much further back. Internationally, it's in the mid-1800s where the Baha'u'llah, who was the head of the Baha'i faith, started talking about a world government. But in this country, what I do is put down that Time magazine, November 4 of 1957, if you go to your library, it should have back issues, and it'll have a living tradition. That's the column. And what they say there is, in that issue, that William James, who you may recognize as the father of American psychology, made a, quote, eloquent plea for world government 10 years before World War I, end quote. So World War I is 1914, so here it is, the father of American psychology, remember, values, school, education, health, and so on, he's promoting world government in 1904. So we know that in this country at least goes back to 1904, and I'm sure before that. But here's a prominent person, 1904, making this eloquent plea. So, well, the First World War comes about. They, you know, try as they will, and Colonel House and his quotes, and, you know, we're trying to have this League of Nations and so on. But they're stymied a little bit when Henry Cabot Lodge and some others sort of block U.S. participation. So we have a Second World War. And at the end of the Second World War, a horrible thing, what you have is a Time magazine again. This would be March 29, 1948. If you look in there, there's an article called Something to Talk About. And what happens there, now remember, we've just been through a horrible world war, many, many people killed, suffering, people are tired of violence, they just, as Rodney King said again, you know, can't we just get along? You wear them down, you know, wear the people down so they'll be prepared to accept things. What happens is, and this is in 1946, what happens is university, this is 1948 time, but they're talking about 1946, University of Chicago Chancellor Robert Maynard Hutchings receives a phone call. And it's from Charles A. Lindbergh, who your listeners will recognize. Now, Lindbergh, prior to World War II, was an isolationist. you know, don't get involved in foreign entanglements, and we shouldn't send American boys to die overseas. Of course, FDR said the same thing.
And we'll be back. We'll pick that up. Here. With the American Freedom Network, and that's the Senate's Coast.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio. And I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks. Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon and get a noticeable increase in power and performance at the same time reducing emissions drastically for your vehicle by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to an emissions specialist, 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry, this Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show, but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760 to know your solution. That's 1-866-577-9760.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're really talking about this move towards world feudalism. It is coordinated all across the world, but of course we're primarily concerned with what's happening here in America, and people say, well, how could you have something this vast and nobody know about it, or how would you get all of the people to go along with this and this idea? Or, you know, and I think you have to realize that there are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing these people who are dedicated to world government. And this is how this movement has really existed, you know, for so many years, in fact, so many centuries. Down through the ages has been this effort to create a world government, and it's culminating in our time. We live in exciting times. We have to understand that this is not imaginary. It's real. They want the soul of your child. They want to destroy their belief in God, and as I said earlier, in family and country, and they want to do the same with you, but they've really targeted the youth because they want to control their minds. They do this through the media. They do this through motion pictures. They do this through the educational system. And that's why you should never send your child to a government school, because they're going to get a government education. And, well, go ahead, Dennis, pick the story up.
You were saying how do we get the, or how do they get the people to go along with this? We were talking about to World War II, and I'll get back to that in a minute, but to, if you look at it today, oftentimes what the globalists will use are crises, and they will try to shape the people's psychology, sort of like Bertrand Russell said, they will use mass psychology. And I believe it was yesterday and the day before, what you had was something rather extraordinary. If you've looked at the news, you probably saw at least two of these three things. There was this, I think a woman, maybe a man, who was giving police a chase down the road. I think it was in California where she said, or he said Satan was chasing him. It was, well, anyway, it was somewhere they said, well, Satan was after me, and so, you know, they went berserk. Same thing, down in, I think it was Texas. Another person went, you know, crazy and was doing all kinds of things, and the police were, you know, after them, and they did something outlandish, and it was determined, well, this person was really mentally deranged. At the same time, yesterday, I don't know if the national news had it, but they should have, was right down the road from where I am, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, there was a student, and he went crazy. He shot his father and then got a pipe bomb and guns and went to the school and was going to kill people and shot out windows and so on, and then they showed him on the screen. He was yelling, you know, it's remember Columbine, remember, you know, all this sort of stuff. Now, did you hear anything like that, say, a week ago? No. How about a month ago? No. How about 5 months ago? No. How about 9 months ago? No. Well, all of a sudden, all of these three things happened at the same time. Now, what are the odds of all of these three things happening at about the same time? So just, you know, keep that in the back of your mind in terms of what can be done or planned. All right, picking back up on World War II, the point there about how do you get people to go along with something is they bring a certain order out of chaos, which is one of their slogans. And so what you do is at the end of World War II, people are really tired of conflict and violence, and they want peace. And so you have an ex-isolationist, he'd been isolationist, Charles Lindbergh, famous person, prior to the war saying, you know, American boys shouldn't be shedding blood overseas, we should protect our own shores, and so on. But then once we're attacked, he's very patriotic, and, you know, he's all for defending the U.S. since we're under attack. But you go through several years of war, 4 or 5 years of war, and now he's tired, and he makes this call to Robert Maynard Hutchins. And Hutchins said, that Lindbergh called him up, and Lindbergh said to him, and this is 1946, quote, "What's this world government? If I knew, I might be for it," end quote. Hutchins had been talking about a world government. So Hutchins tells him on the phone, Hutchins says, quote, "Call back in about 2 years. We're working on it," end quote. And, of course, 2 years later, 1948, Hutchins, along with Mortimer Adler, Rexford Tugwell, and there's always a Rhodes Scholar involved in these things. In this case, it's a Stringfellow Barr, and some others co-authored something called the Preliminary Draft of a World Constitution, and it advocated regional federation on the way towards a world federation or world government, which is in keeping with Cecil Rhodes's plan, as explained by one of his helpers called Percy P.E. Corbett, in a book called Post-War Worlds, which was authored in 1942. So that was the plan, and regional federation is the eventual goal for the planned North American Union that we've talked about in the past, and I've described it in a recent News with Views column that I titled Security and Prosperity Partnership Background. And so looking at that a little more closely, what happens there is the communist Chinese containers on ships, shipping containers of products, will be offloaded at the deep water port of in Mexico of Lazaro Cardenas, as well as another port, Manzanillo, but mainly Lazaro Cardenas. And then what happens is they're transported via Mexican trucks or what's called the Kansas City Southern Railroad de Mexico. There's a linkage there to Kansas City. They'll be transported up to San Antonio and then on to Kansas City. And from there, Kansas City, the goods will be distributed throughout the U.S. or continue further north on what will eventually be the Trans-America Superhighway up to Canada. The first leg of that is the Trans-Texas Corridor, but that will be linked up to this Trans-America Superhighway. And in Kansas City, it'll be inspected by Mexican customs officials. And you'll say, well, you know, how odd is that? Why that? What you may not know is there are Mexican consulates popping up all over the place. Right here where I am in Raleigh, we have a Mexican consulate because there's a tremendous, outside of the Southwest, we probably have more Mexicans in this country, in this state, than any other. And so the port of Lázaro Cárdenas is really important. And so who operates that? Is it owned by the Mexicans? No. Guess again. It's operated by Hutchison Ports Holding of Hong Kong. That's under Communist China. They also own Panama Ports Company. That means they control Balboa and Cristobal at both ends of the canal. How convenient for the Chinese to control the Panama Canal. And who is the head of Hutchison Ports Holding? It's an individual who is very closely tied to the Communist Chinese leaders, who are also just happen to be friends with the father of U.S. Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao. Now, evidently, Chao, who's supposed to be supportive of Americans, you know, American longshoremen, American teamsters who drive trucks, she's supposed to be supportive of them, but apparently she's not really concerned that there will be this great loss of jobs for American longshoremen and other laborers that will come from this plan. But don't worry, they have a solution. If you start to complain, if you start to yell and scream at Congress about this, you know, this is outrageous, how can we do this? What will happen is it's got to come before the U.S. Senate, right? Anything to change this. Well, that means it will be dealt with by high-ranking Senator Mitch McConnell. And you say, why Mitch? Well, he just happens to be Elaine Chao's husband. So you see how this all fits.
Ah, yes, these people give incest a bad name. Won't be bad here. Back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're simply talking about really what's going on, how they're manipulating us into this idea of world government. And he had mentioned how even Charles Lindbergh, you know, after the Second World War, with the horrible carnage, he was willing to accept this idea of world government. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there who want violence and carnage and horror and death, because that is how they're going to bring about world peace. I mean, isn't that logical? We wage war to bring about peace, or perpetual war for perpetual peace. That's where we're headed. That's what's going on over in the Middle East. Do you really think we went into Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden? Do you really think we went into Iraq because there were weapons of mass destruction there? Do you think we're really planning on going to war with Iran because they may, at some time in the future, develop a nuclear weapon? Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Yeah. In fact, Harry Elmer Barnes, historian 50 years or so ago, actually authored a book by that title, Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace. He was describing what the CFR and their buddies were up to. Picking up on where I left off, since I didn't get to finish with this audience my Security and Prosperity Partnership background piece, I'll just in the last few minutes skim through the last part of that. Your listeners will recall I had talked about Cecil Rhodes and his plan to, quote, take the government of the whole world. I mentioned how this Percy Corbett, 1942, one of his helpers, described how what they would do is have regional groupings of nations and coordinate them into one universal federal government, as he put it. And then, proceeding from that, you may have remembered we talked also about the Council on Foreign Relations and Richard Gardner's, who was a Rhodes Scholar, Hard Road to World Order, where he talked about an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece. And when I finished talking with this particular listening audience, I had gotten up to the Pacific Northwest Economic Region would be part of that. And I gave a website, www.pnwer.org, and you can see it. And that is what is an operating region. It crosses the borders. It involves two Canadian provinces, Alberta and British Columbia, as well as five American states, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. And the governments are working with goals are, quote, to build a world-class workforce for the region, you know, not separate U.S., separate Canada, for the region to make the Pacific Northwest Economic Region competitive in worldwide markets. They are developing this lifelong education system, including measurable objectives, so forth and so on. And you may recognize it as called Cascadia. That's the region of most of this. And then I mentioned a few years after that, that was in 1991 it was formed, that Mikhail Gorbachev, State of the World Forum, and Zbigniew Brzezinski furthered that. That sort of, he says, we're not going to get one world government with one quick step. It'll be through, quote, progressive regionalization and so on. And that led us up to 1996, and the Rhodes Scholar, again, future CFR President Richard Haass, 5 years before 9/11, actually talking about the 9/11 that was to come. And this particular article was syndicated, and he says in here, the war against terrorism is a war of unlimited numbers of battles, none of them decisive. What price are you prepared to pay? People will have to accept longer lines before entering buildings, longer delays at airports, more intrusive searches of belongings in our persons. Greater vigilance will also involve a willingness to compromise some of our civil liberties, including accepting more frequent phone taps and surveillance. And then he concludes by saying those who would resist paying such a price should keep in mind that terrorism could well get worse in coming years, end quote. So that's 5 years before 9/11. He's describing basically what we got as a result.
It was all planned ahead of time. That's what's so significant.
And in addition to just domestic sort of considerations, it's a combination also, this North American Union of military. So a few years after that, July 7, 1999, you can find this on the web, the Toronto Star published NAFTA for Military Proposed. And who is this coming from? You know, some liberal far-out think tank? Nope. This is a report by Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Nunez of the U.S. Army War College, and he advocated a joint command for American, Mexican, and Canadian forces. The very next year, June 17, 2000, the Ottawa, Canada Citizen, that's the name of the paper, published, quote, this is the title, Border with U.S. Likely to Disappear. And it begins as follows. It talks about American think tank calling on Canada, U.S., and Mexico to combine customs, immigration, security functions to the point where borders become almost irrelevant. It goes on, and this think tank is the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We've already mentioned about David Rockefeller and his book Memoirs admitting that he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the U.S., to form a global integrated political and economic structure. He says, if that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. And that leads us up to President Bush's administration. And he often portrays himself as very pro-American, you know, conservative. But what you may not know is that in 2004, is secretly, he said just to Hispanic voters, not to everybody, a video where he says about 15 years before the Civil War, much of the American West was northern Mexico. The people who lived there were not called Latinos or Hispanics. They were Mexican citizens until all that land became part of the United States. After that, many of them were treated as foreigners in their own land, end quote. And he's waving this Mexican flag, not the U.S. flag, Mexican flag, George Bush waving it. And regarding that, the L.A. Times on April 2 of this year said that President Bush, quote, essentially described millions of Americans who populate his home state of Texas as the true foreigners in someone else's native land, end quote. And to further this whole process, you can go on the Internet to Congress and look at Catherine Harris, you remember of Dangling Chad fame down in Florida. She's now in Congress. In 2005, she introduced a piece of legislation to basically do this. To combine the efforts in certain areas of the three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And so what they're following here, as Robert Congdon in Edinburgh, Scotland, has written, is they're following the European Union script that had been developed by Jean Monnet with extensive support of the CFR, and they published something called Strategic Objectives 2000 to 2005. And what they say in there is what we're aiming at is a new kind of global governance to manage the global economy and environment. And after that, the president said it'll go global.
We're out of time, Dennis. God bless. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
6245. Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed my interviews with Dr. Cuddy. You can find his His articles at newsreviews.com. That's newsreviews.com. You should go there every day as I do. And then, you know, to really begin to understand so much of what's going on, we do carry Dr. Cuddy's book, Cover Up, excellent, his book, Road to Socialism, his book on mental health, and the pamphlet, the first four of his articles on mental health, and then 5 to 10 are in a book called Mental Health, published by Southwest Radio Church. We carry his timeline to the New World Order, and as I mentioned, The Road to Socialism. All of those are available, and later on, we hope many of you will be willing to help us as we try to get out his Secret Records Revealed book, a book which you should have and which we need to get into people's hands across America. Well, behind all of this drive towards a world government are truly Luciferian organizations that work through human beings in America and throughout the world, of course. We're carrying a great new book you really want to get called Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil. It was written by Malachi Martin, and it's the story of 5 exorcisms. I promise you, when you read this book, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. I first read it back about 1980, and it changed my entire perspective, although I really didn't begin to put everything together until I read the book by Constance Cumby, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. But anyway, if you certainly have the time, we'd love to would like to read these books. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get my 4-tape set, interviews with Malachi Martin, along with Hostage to the Devil, at a decreased price. We have a great new DVD. It was put out by Michael Colaci, based on a full-length motion picture that showed in 12 major markets across America earlier this year. In many of these areas, it was shown up for 9 weeks, which is phenomenal for any motion picture. Mel Gibson's picture on The Passion of the Christ, not a show I know 9 weeks in many theaters, but this one did. It's called Rape of the Soul. Totally blacked out by the controlled media. The author, the producer, has received many death threats and threats to his family. This is Michael Colaci. If you'd like to see the DVD, it's out in DVD form now. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Rape of the Soul, an amazing story of pornographic and obscene art being foisted on the Catholics of this country, put out by extensions of the Catholic diocese all across America. Now, and, of course, what you have to understand is that these dark and sinister forces are in every religion today. Certainly, I believe they're in the Protestant religion as well, but this is put out by a Catholic about what's going on in the Catholic Church. You must understand there is a conspiracy against God. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, the DVD, Rape of the Soul. And then we have so many other things. They sold their souls for rock and roll on the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour video or DVD of that. It's excellent. They do DVD that's been put out by the same producer, that's Pastor Joe Schimmel. It's called The Da Vinci Con, Hollywood's Attack on America. That's The Da Vinci Con. You'll want to get that. And we have so many other things, Millennia, the other film is put out by Chris Pinto, entitled The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Anyway, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America and pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-20-